I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-910-9962. 800-910-9962. 800-910-9962. 800-910-9962.
Into Tomorrow continues from the night before the official opening of IFA. I'm Dave Graveline. Welcome back to the program. Thank you for tuning in. We're broadcasting this evening from the Showstoppers press event, the official press gathering, if you will, for us journalist types to get a special sneak peek at some of the cool things being exhibited here at IFA in Berlin, Germany. IntoTomorrow.com, where videos of all of our interviews are also found, as well as our social media, or our anti-social media, if you refer to it that way, as we've been talking so many months now about Facebook and all those kinds of things. But just as importantly, it's always great to have some radio guests as well, and you got to come to the site and see the video. This next company is at the forefront of finding a dynamic solution to noise pollution. I know what you're thinking. Okay, Dave, stop talking. No. That's not what they mean. Here to tell us more is the founder and manager of a company, an organization called Quiet Mark, Poppy Schuyler. Poppy, welcome into Tomorrow. How are you?
Thank you. Great to be here.
It's a pleasure to have you. And listening to you, I'm guessing you must be from, London perhaps?
Absolutely. Good old United Kingdom.
Oh, yes, indeed. So glad to have you with us. We didn't come here from London, which would have been an easy trip, because we're in Berlin. You came here from Tokyo.
Yeah, we've been doing a global tour by demand this summer.
By demand.
Yes, and we're also very proud to have launched in the USA this summer.
Yes, cheers.
Yes. So we have a special relationship.
Yes, yeah. Oh, for sure. Well, then, especially our U.S. audience and our Canadian audience, maybe you'll get to them at some point, too. But tell me, first of all, what is Quiet Mark all about? And then we're going to get into some ideas and things that you're displaying here.
So Quiet Mark is the first global award for the quietest technology that surrounds us. So we've tested between 40 to 60 categories of appliances, cars, materials we build our houses with.
Wow.
Rigorously, technically, we found the very, very quietest. We tested it in labs with all of the latest sound measurement equipments to basically make a very easy way for us as consumers to choose the quietest products to help us have more peace and quiet in our homes, offices, and living spaces.
Well, how cool is that? I mean, I'm imagining folks listening saying, so you don't make products, right? But you put your quiet mark on products that have been made by others that are, in fact, meeting your standards of quietness.
We technically assess them, and then we award the very quietest the quiet mark, and then brands can then use that mark to shout about how quiet they are.
Wow. So if I'm quiet on the radio, if I speak to you like this.
Should we whisper?
Yes, can I be awarded a quiet mark?
Quiet Dave.
Quiet Dave.
There are lots of quiet marks out there. Maybe we have to start Quiet Dave.
I have to change my name, or you have to change the award.
Dave's a very popular
quiet
name.
Dave, yes. But of course, it's hard to be quiet on the radio. That defeats the purpose, right? But I love the concept, though. So you really are testing probably thousands of products of all kinds of categories. I mean, I'm looking across the floor here at the Showstoppers press event, and I'm seeing everything from vacuum cleaners to what appear to be, air purifiers, blenders. We've got some here, hair dryers. When you brought a hair dryer over, I said, oh, come on, this can't be quiet. It's a hair dryer.
Typically, hair dryers are like over 100, 105 decibels, and you're holding it a few inches away from your ears. So what we have here is the technically third quietest hairdryer in the world.
Why didn't you bring the quietest? I'm not good enough for the first. No, I'm teasing.
Didn't fit in my suitcase.
Oh, well, there you go.
But basically, this is called Silence Dry by Grundig, and it's launching here, IFA, this show.
Okay, German company, Grundig. So,
and basically, it is very, very powerful, but very quiet. So what we're saying is that you can have a very powerful machine. If companies invest more in acoustics, we can have the beauty of both, quietness and the powerful machines we want around us.
So I'm getting the impression that over the years, perhaps a lot of companies haven't been concerned about the decibel level that they're putting out. They're just saying, well, our product works and it does what it's supposed to do. Yes, but it's noisy. It's very loud. It's I hate using whatever, you know, fill in the blank kind of product because it's so loud. Of course, it gets the job done. But that's where QuietMark comes in and says, but look at the things that we put our award to. And perhaps you want to consider one of those products.
Exactly.
And you don't sell the product, so it's not like you're in the market to say, buy this hairdryer or that blender. You're making recommendations.
So we've basically, in America, we've partnered with Good Housekeeping magazine, and we are now their official noise testing partners. So if you look in the magazines, you'll see under all the product that have been tested, you'll see the little quiet mark with 3, 2, and 1 stars. And the 3 means it's very quiet, it's done really well, and the 1, I'm afraid, needs more investment in their acoustics.
Oh, so it's not the it's not the opposite. It's not like 1 is number 1.
No, 1
it's
is naughty. 1 is like
is naughty. I like that. I'm going to remember 1 is naughty.
1 star is naughty.
Yeah, 1 star, naughty.
Very loud.
So you're looking for 3 stars.
3 stars means really amazingly quiet. We love you.
Yeah. Now, do you also do cars? Like, I'm guessing some electric vehicles that are so quiet they sneak up on you.
So,
but do you award the quietest electric car, for example?
Car noise is very complex because there are so many noises involved in a car without, you know, taking up an hour of your radio time to explain.
Well, and we don't have that much,
exactly.
But I can already guarantee I'm going to get you on the show again. There's so much more to talk about, but I'm sorry, you were saying.
So basically, we partner with certain companies that have Uber investors. So BMW, I have amazingly quiet cars. And we also partnered on a feature film called In Pursuit of Silence by Patrick Shen. And we were able to feature 1 or 2 of the QuietMark awarded brands that are really leading the acoustic design revolution within that feature film.
Very cool. And I'll bet we can get more information at QuietMark.com. Perfect website for what you do. So thank you, Poppy, for joining us.
Dave, thank you so much. Absolute pleasure.
My pleasure, by all means. QuietMark.com. When you visit us at IntoTomorrow.com, then you can also, of course, hear Poppy's interview, all 3 hours of this week's broadcast from Berlin, Germany. And, of course, check out all the videos, too. And trust me, you want to see this one. There's some really cool products. And Poppy's not too bad to see either. She's fun to talk to as well. IntoTomorrow.com for more. I'm Dave Graveline. We're back with more from Berlin, Germany, and IFA here on the Advanced Media Network.